Okay, today's shiur is Chulin Daf Pei Hei. Chulin Pei Hei, and we are starting on the bottom of Pei Dalam Abeis. Again, sorry having to miss yesterday, but we're picking up today. We'll start with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th to last line. 5th to last line on Pei Dalam Abeis. We're coming in the middle of a topic here where the Gemara quoted a brisa on the middle of Pei Dalam Abeis, quoted a brisa, Hashochi L'chola B'Shabbos. Somebody shechs for a chola on Shabbos, so the Rav Ina Darshan quoted a brisa that you have to be mechasa, that even though it's Shabbos, you still do kisi adam, and Rabba was very upset about that. How could that be? Doesn't Rav Yossi say that if you shech the koi, which we discussed at length in the past, what is a koi? Safek chaya, safek behema. You're not allowed to shech that on yantif because you have a safek about the kisi adam. You're not sure if it's a chaya which requires kisi adam or a behema. And if you actually did shech the koi, you're not machased as damo. That's the machlokas we're focusing on. If a koi is shechted on yantif, do you do kisi adam? Rabbi Yossi says no, and the Tanakama and the Chachamim in the conversation keep going back and forth and say yes. Yes, you would do kisi adam, or at least they're arguing with the Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi again says there's no kisi adam per a guy on yantif, and the Rabbanan say there is. And they quoted a hold on brisa, which we're going to talk about different parts of the brisa coming up now. So the one part of the brisa that we're quoting right now is Amrulo, five lines from the bottom. We'll start with there. Amrulo, the Chachamim say to Rav Yossi that, again, Rav Yossi, who said that you do not do kisi hadam in the case of safek, of a kayan yantif, amrulo, tkiyas shofar bigvulin tochiach. Tkiyas shofar in outside the Beis HaMikdash, tochiach will prove that we are right. Why? She'ein vada docha Shabbos, v'sveika docha yantif. Because after all, a vadai chiv of shofar is docha Shabbos, is not docha Shabbos, as we know. Gzeir de Rabba, Shema Yavirenu, but Sveika is Docha Yantif. So what does that mean? A Safek Chi of Shofar is Docha Yantif? What exactly does that mean? So that goes to Gemara's question. Am I Sveika? What does that mean? That a Safek is Docha Yantif. So, E, Lema, Safek Chol, Safek Yantif. Are we talking about the day? It's a Safek Chol, Safek Yantif? What does that mean? Rashi on the bottom. You go, Shnei Yamim Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah, Shoha Echad Safek. Does it mean that on Rosh Hashanah, you don't blow shofar? It's a suffix. So the Gemara says, that can't be. Hashta vada yantav dachya, suffix yantav suffix chol miboy. If you have a vadai, it is shofar is docha, like we just said. Kiyah shofar is if it's vada yantav, it's docha. But suffix yantav chol, of course it would be docha, you would blow shofar. We blow shofar, what is Rosh Hashanah? You're not sure, even if it's a suffix yom, we blow shofars. That can't be what the Chachamim are talking about when they say to Rabbi Yossi, this shofar proves it. So what does the suffik mean? What do the Rabbana mean? Ella, suffik ish, suffik isha. So it means if you have a person who is, you're not sure, right? It's an androgynous, you're not sure if it's a ish or an isha, so you're not sure if there is a chiyuv. Not talking about the day, talking about the person. Even in that case, it is docha yantif. Meaning we'd blow shofar for an androgynous on yantif. So that was the line that the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yossi. Well, how could you say that? Kisi adam for a suffik on yantif is not going to be docha. What do you mean? Shofar by a suffik is docha yantif. So to kisi adam should be docha yantif. That is the Rabbanan. Before we continue, just one ha'ara in the Tosas. Tosas at the bottom of the previous Amud quotes an important shita which Tosas expands upon more in Maseches Beitza. And he says the same Yisod here. The Gemara in Beitza discussed at the beginning, the Yud Beitza or so, discussed the principle of Hoel, principle of doing Ochal Nefesh on Yantif, certain malachas that are mutter on Yantif Bishim Ochal Nefesh, and the Gemara there applies the principle, Hoel v'hutra l'tzarech, hutra shalol l'tzarech. Once a certain malacha is mutter on Yantif l'tzarech Ochal Nefesh, so then that malacha could be mutter on Yantif even shalol l'tzarech Ochal Nefesh. Right? Mitoch shalol l'tzarech, hutra nami shalol l'tzarech. That's the Gemara we discussed at the beginning of Maseches Beitza. So asks Tosvos on this line of the Gemara about shofar, tochiach, that is vadaz adocha Yantif, im tomar, Vahataima the shofar b'shabbos mishum shema yaviranu dalaramas b'rishas arabim. Vahalo shayach b'yantif. How are we comparing? We're talking about Shabbos and yantif shochi l'chola b'shabbos. We're comparing. It's a special din on yantif. Special din on yantif that of hoel gzir shema yaviranu is only on Shabbos. So how is the Gemara comparing Shabbos and yantif together? So the Gemara says, right, yantif is totally mutter and Shabbos is aser. So Tosa says, "V'yishlomer teshayach nami b'yantiv." No, no, no. The Isser is also shayach on yantiv as well. The Isser is shayach. Don't we have the principle of Hoil that once a malach is mutter shlotzorach al chanefesh? So here's Tosfos Yisod that he says there. Till two, it might be arguing with Rashi there. Look back at the Rashi there in Beitza. But there, the Sheishlava, the Shachnai Biyantif, why? Dim Isha hi ze hatumtum, Asr la hotzi litzarcha, to halom mechaiva, ve ein la hatter mitam hova hutra hotel litzarcha, hutra amishal litzarcha, why? Da hainu davka hecha, da havit zorech hayom tzas. There's Tosfos Shita. You need some type of zorech. In order for Hoel to work. Aval hacha, leka tzarech hayom klal. Here, there's a chance that it's not a tzarech hayom at all. If we're talking about somebody who's not mechuyev at all, that was the maskana of the Gemara, is a suffic person, so that's not a tzarech hayom at all. Therefore, you would not apply the principle of Hoel. That is the principle of Tosfos that he quotes. Again, I have a Beitza here, right? The discussion in Maseches Beitza, where Tosfos has a big long Tosfos there, that Hoel only applies where there is a Tzorech Hayom Tzas. Again, but Rashi might be arguing there. We're not going to go through the Rashi, but Rashi could be that Rashi says that even without a Tzorech at all. Right? That's what the Rashi in the little skinny lines, basically you'd base on an Aleph. Okay. Let's continue. So that's how we explain the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan go back to Rabbi Yossi and say, no, don't bring me a raya that Kisi Adam of a Safek should not be Docha Yantif. After all, shofar is Docha, by a Safek person, by an androgynous, says the Gemara back, for Rabbi Yossi Lataime. And Rabbi Yossi Lishitaso would not accept that argument. Why? What's his problem? What does he hold? Da Amar Ishavadas Namitaka. Rabbi Yossi would tell you, what, androgynous? Savigish, Savigish. So what's the problem with going for a woman? No problem. What, even the Safik case, Rabbi Yossi would say, it's okay. So you can't compare that case to, you can't compare the case of Shofar to the case of Kisi Adam, Rabbi Yossi would say. Da Amar Isha Vadas Namitaka. Rabbi Yossi would hold even a Vadai Isha would blow. Ditanya, B'nei Yisrael Somchen V'lo Baros Yisrael Somchos, as we have in terms of smicha on an animal. This is the brisa that's always quoted when we discuss Zman Gromas. The Tanakhama holds that B'nei Yisrael, the men can do smicha on an animal and not the females. They cannot do smicha because it is a, pashtus is, because it's a Zman Grama. Smicha is only by Yom. Smicha is right before Shechita, and the other Rav is only by Yom, so smicha is also only by Yom. Reb Yossi, for Reb Shimon Omrim, Nashim Somchas Rishus. They can do smichas. So you see, Rabbi Yossi is not bothered by Zman Grumis or cases of Ptur that the people involved might be totally exempt, but you're still allowed to do it. So that's fine. Rabbi Yossi would agree to that. But that doesn't prove to me anything about Kisi Adam. I think Rabbi Yossi would say that Kisi Adam for a Safik is still a problem on Yantif. Okay, let's talk a little bit about what the Rishonim here discuss related to Zman Grama. First of all, we're talking about extra tekios on Yantif. There is a machlokas, the Ramah, and the Taz. Important machlokas, Lamaisa. The Ramah, in the end of Arachayim, in Tav Kuf Tzadik Vav, the Ramah mentions that one should not blow extra tekios on Yantif after the Chiyuv is finished. It shouldn't just be going around blowing shofar on Yantif, says the Ramah. Tavkuf Sadik Vav, it's one sif. Lachar Tfila Mariam Shriya Gadola, below Tzkiya. As we know, in Yana Dioma, Hashem, next week, right, we blow one Shriya Gadola, we blow a Shriya Gadola at the end. Hagah, V'yish Makamos, no again, Lachzar, V'letkosh, Shloshim Kolos. Some have a minigah blowing 30. Ula Achar She Yatsu Bazeh, and then the Achronim quote, or later on there, Shonar quotes 100. But Ula Achar She Yatsu Bazeh, Shuv Ein Litkoa Od Bechinam. Shouldn't blow extra, says the Rama. Shouldn't blow b'chinam. Aval katan afilu higia l'chinuch mutu lo mar lo sheyiska umutu lo l'skoa kol hayom. Okay, if there's some type of need for a katan in here. But if stam to blow, one should not be blowing b'chinam, says the Magen Avram, kakata daki Moshe, v'lomen v'chkos v'atur, gabi nashim. Right, sho'over ha'shvuz d'rabanan, and therefore you shouldn't be involved in that. And then he quotes the others, asa lahotzi shofar, k'sheinot zorech letkoa, hosah shalom letzorech, as we just said. The Taz here does not like it. The Taz has a long Taz here, where he proves that I don't think you can compare the cases. You know what, you're going to tell me it's like lulav. Well, you can't shake a lulav all day after you're yotzi with lulav. Right, the Anshei Yerushalayim. Masechah Sukkah, Mem Aleph, they carry their lulavs all day. What's the difference between lulav and shofar? Right, in both cases, you can tell me it's a shvus, but when once the Rabbanan matred in a regular day of Yantif, so he says there should be a difference. Vesudim kega belulav nami baser denafik beyeh also litlo the chat time who b'shofar belulav mishum shvus echad ubeemes matzidu belulav biyakiri shlaim lahevich. So therefore he says, I don't understand what the problem is with blowing extras. It's Rosh Hashanah. And you already yotzi your mitzvah, fine, but there shouldn't be any issues of blowing extra tzkiyas. That's the machlokas between the Ramah and the Taz. That's quoted here. The Shakas Aryeh here discusses this as well. In Simen Kuf Gimel, he thinks our Gemara is a riot to the Taz, that there shouldn't be, because you see it's very limiting in its mentality how many one should blow. Okay, number one. Number two, another issue. What could be the potential issue of a woman doing a Zman Grama that she's Petura from? What's the problem? What's the potential problem? The Tanakama. B'nei Yisrael Somchus, v'lo b'nos Yisrael Somchus. What's the problem with a woman doing a Zman Grama? So if you look at, there's a Rashi in Maseches Eirvin. Rashi and Eirvin and the Tzadik Vavman Aleph. The Achronim will quote this Rashi. The Rishonim quote this Rashi. Rashi seems to say, Baltosif, Tzadik Vavman Aleph. Rashi says, v'lo michu b'chachamim, tahavi ketosefes al divrei Torah. Shepatra nashim, he mitzvah zesh Zman Grama. The potential issue, says Rashi, it's a baltosif, right? They're not mechuyavos, and therefore doing any extra mitzvah could violate the isra baltosif, quoted twice in Sefer Dvarim. The other Rishonim, we're going to get to that in a second, but said the other Rishonim, say, baltosif? It's a mitzvah! Okay, so they personally are not obligated, but everybody else is doing that mitzvah today. You tell me that's baltosif for a person who's putter from a mitzvah, for doing a mitzvah? Says Tosef was there. The context of that Gemara is about Michal Bashal wearing tefillin. So the Gemara there says, Tosef there says, Einir Elari. He says, how can you say this? He says, you find many times, find Hilni Hamalka, Yosheves Basuka, Im Sheva Baneha. I was going to say that was only for the children. So he says, I don't think that is the issue here. Says Tosas, if you look in each of the contexts in the Gemara where there might be an issue of a woman doing a Zman Grama, it's because in that specific context there's counter pressure. And there's a reason for her not to do it. Not because of Bal Tosif. If there's no counter pressure, if there's nothing negative, it's then no problem. And that's why, for example, let's say Sukkah. There's no problem by Sukkah. There's no negative, there's no downside for a woman to sit in a Sukkah. So that is why we say by Sukkah, there's not a problem. Where are some of the problems? Tosfos says, the Nir Lafarish, the Taima, the Labirishus, Mishum, Tfilin, number one, Tfilin, Srichen Gufnaki, the Nashim means the Hiras Lizoher. Number one, Tfilin requires a Gufnaki. As we said, why don't men wear Tfilin all day anymore? Because we require a Gufnaki, and therefore we're not presumptuous enough to say, I'm going to wrap myself with parts of the Torah on my head and on my arm, and I'll be okay. No, we don't do that. So we do the bare minimum. We have to. We have a chiyuv, so we do the bare minimum. But if somebody who's not obligated putting themselves into the situation of needing to require a gufnaki, that we don't say. That we don't say. If somebody's pater from tefillin, they're not allowed to wear tefillin because of this downside, towards the risk factor. Number one, aliyah l'regel, mishum demechzi kimeviyah chulun la'azara. Meaning if they're not mechuyiv in certain karbanas achag, maybe if they bring karbanas, it looks like chulun ba'azara. O mishum riyas panim ba'azara shlo l'tzarech, you're only allowed to come into the azara when there's a real tzarech. Next, and then, lo tekiya shofar v'smicha, right? What about these? Does Tosfos say it here? Yes, smicha. Afilu b'kavas yad. Mechzi ka'avoda b'kadshim. By smicha, I'm not allowed to use or push down my hands on an animal if it's karbanis, if I'm not allowed to do it. It's an extra avoda b'kadshim. So Tosfos says, in all these cases, generally, Zman Grama will not be a problem. It's only if there is a downside. The Ritva Ervin as well expands on this nice, beautiful lashon that he has, exactly what Tosfos says. He just says it beferish. Verizal, he quotes Rashi, he argues on him and says, Veri, Omer, debechal ha-mitzvahs. Kivan, this line is not in Tosfos, this is in the Ritva. Kivan sheba anashim chayavim, af hanashim she'enam chayavos, ein bo mishum bal Tosif. Why? It's a beautiful lashon. Dekalhu shehikila Torah benashim. It's a kula that the Torah gives women. Meaning, how do you look at the principle of the Ptur of Zman Grama? Is that the women were mufka from these mitzvahs, they were never obligated, or they were conceptually obligated and the Torah came along and patered them? Says the Ritva explicitly the latter. The Torah patered them. Torah patur them. So what's the matter? They want to do it, but the Torah just patur them. Dumya desuma she patur mikala mitzvahs ve'ein bo mishum bal tosif. Just like somebody who's blind, who's patur from mitzvahs according to certain shitas of the Tanaim, and then it's not bal tosif. V'lo asa Reb Yehuda ela b'mitzvahs she'esham chash nidnud iser. Right, it's only if there's some little iser, shemetz of an iser, so that's where we'd asr it. Like shofar, which might be shvus, et tefillin, which needs rufnaki, olas re'iyah, smicha, nirak b'shamesh b'katsim, avo b'sukkah b'chayotzi ba, deleka shim nudin iser b'asiyasa, lo asr b'yuhuda klal, v'chein iker. Right, that's what the Ritva says, and that's what many Rishonim hold, that there is no problem whatsoever, woman doing a Zman Grama. Right, there are two famous examples where they don't do it. And that's in Tzitzis and Tefillin. In both cases, by Tzitzis and Tefillin, the Ramah quotes in Arach Hayit that women should not. Tefillin, we already said why. Right, Tzrichin Gufnaki. And the Ramah says there in Hilchas Tefillin, in Simin Lamed Ches, Os Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, Nashim Avadim Peturim Tefillin, Mibreshi, Mitzvah Zaseh Zman Grama. Shulchan Aruch just says they're Pater. Ramah, V'emanashim, Rosin Lahachmir Alatzman, Mochin B'yadam. This is not like lulav or sukkah or shofar. No, here there's a downside. And therefore, we're moche biyadon if they want to wear tefillin. And the same thing earlier when it comes to tzitzis. When it comes to tzitzis in Simen Yud Zayin, says the Shulchan Aruch again, Nashav Avad the Petur B'reishi Yizman Grama. He didn't say the Petur. Ramah, Mikol Makom. Then the Ramah says, Im Rotzim La'atfo L'varech Alav Harashuz biyadon. What does that mean in this context? Because women generally do not wear talis and tefillin. After all, they're not wearing a beggar dal kanfas, they're not in the Malkum of Chiyah, there's no reason to. Other posts could quote the Targum Yonasim ben Uziel, Pashas Kiseitse, on the Pasuk of Lo Yilbash Gevra Sim Lasisha, and the opposite. So the Targum Yonasim ben Uziel there says already thousands of years ago tefillin. Tefillin is already considered beggar ish, and therefore, tefillin and tzitzis are considered beggar ish, and therefore, women should not wear. Okay, anyways, this is tzitzis and tefillin, but again, by all others, Zman Grammas, generally, we assume that there's no problem with women wearing. There is one shita, I think that has come up in the past. We had a daf be'ian shir related to this, and that is related to the definition of Zman Gramma or not Zman Gramma. So the Turei Evan says in Meseches Chagiga that smicha might not be a Zman Gramma, like we've been talking about it. It's all discussion about smicha, there's negatives, but the Gemara in Chagiga, obviously the Turei Evan, Shagasari in his commentary in Chagiga Tezayin says, maybe smicha isn't even a Zman Grama. What's a Zman Grama? A Zman Grama is where you have, again, we had a whole discussion about this in that Ian Shear, if you remember, but the Turei Evan says there, Zman Grama is, lo havi Zman Grama ela kol hecha sha zman kavua la hu kavua va'omeid, be'inyin kishavar azman azdala legamrei, ubatla mitzvasa. Ve'en la tashlumin me'ata, kishofer, sukkah, lulav, chagiga, re'iyah. When you have a mitzvah that, once the time is gone, it's gone, you don't have a chance to do it tomorrow, that's a Zman Grama. Lulav today will never come back. Shofar today will never come back. Sukkah today will never come back. That chiyuv disappears when the time disappears, and therefore that's a Zman Grama. Smicha? If I don't do smicha today, I'm my animal. I'll do it tomorrow. So Laila is mafsik? That does not make it a Zman Grama. Laila, if it doesn't destroy the mitzvah, but just makes it in limbo until tomorrow, so then we say that it is not called a Zman Grama. Al gavi smicha, hakviyaz mach, hakava Torah lemitzvaso, biyom dafka, velo balayla, ein alayla mevata mitzvaso lagamre. Elam afsekes, da halayla atzma, ein arui lesmicha, aval ein mevatelas chiyiv mitzvah smicha, mea bailam lagamre. Ela kesheheira yom, choser veneir, vahadar hadra le mitzvah smicha, shakarben zegufa, alav, ulaolam bachol yom, ba'amud v'samoch koi. And therefore, says the Turei Evan, that is not called a Zman Grama. Okay, let us continue with our discussions of Zman Grama. Okay, fine. Amar Ravina, let's go to the next sugya. Amar Ravina, to press off, no? Amar Ravina, says the Gemara, fifth line, Amar Ravina, ulamai, so getting back to the context of our Gemara. The context of our Gemara was, again, Reb Yossi, Koi, not allowed to do kisi adam. Rabbanan saying back, what about shofar? So now the Gemara says, Amar Avina ulamai dekami Rabbanan ami yisle pircha. One second. There's a problem even with Rabbanan's statement. The Rabbanan said, hey, you could prove from shofar that it should be docha, because the shofar of a suffik person, an androgynous, is going to be docha yantif. So to a kai, which is a suffik chi of suffik kisi adam, should be docha. How could you compare the two cases, says the Gemara? Malut ki a shofar, shekein vada'a docha Shabbos b'mikdash. Torah b'kisui delesei klal. We have a precedent for tkiya shofar being strong, and that is, we know, in the base of Mikdash. In the base of Mikdash, the blue shofar, even on Shabbos. So you're going to try to bring that as a model, as a precedent for kisi adam, which is never docha. Even in Mikdash, a special din there. Right? In Mikdash dafka, there is no kisi adam by karbanis. Right? So therefore, that is a knock, that is a question on the shita of the Rabbanan. Fine. End of that section. So even the Rabbanan aren't, have to answer that question. How would you answer that question? You could say within the world or outside the Mikdash. So then, it could be a precedent. Okay, next quote of the Braisa. The next line was, Heshiv Reblazar Akapa Berebi, Malamila Shekein Einanoheges Belele Yamim Tovim. Right, Reblazar Akapa said, Mila is not Noheg, at night. Lele Yamim Tovim. Says the Gemara, Belele Yamim Tovim Udilo Naga, Kapishar Lele Naga. But only on Lel Yantif you don't do Mila. Other nights, sounds like from here that you do Mila on other nights. Ella, right, you never do Mila at night. Never do Mila at night. The Yaradeya in Reis Samach Beis, Yaradeya in the Shulchan Aruch says, we'll read it in a second, says they never do it at night. Ella Ma, so you have to just rephrase the Brisa. Rephrase the Brisa. Ella Ma la Mila, Shekein Einan Noheges Belailas Kibiyamim. Just generalize it. Mila is never Noheg at night. You never do Mila at night. To Rebbe Kisa, Shnoi Belailas Kibiyamim. Right, so it's like unlike kisui, which is noeg. So if you cannot compare mila and kisui, mila is not noeg at night at all, and kisui adam is noeg at night. Period. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Yoredeya, beginning of Hilchos Mila, in Reish Samach Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says, what is the exact time to do mila? Ein malan ashetani tzachama b'yamashmini lilei daso. Mila is done after sunrise on day 8. Umisha'ala murashachar yatsa b'di'evet after dawn. Even Mila Shalobizmana is only by Yom. Haga, Avar Umal Balaila. Big discussion in the Nosei Kalim on this Rama. If you did it at night, Tsarech Lachzor Ulahatev Menu Dambris. Right? It's not even okay, Bidi Evet. Right? You have to be Atah, do Atavas Dambris again, according to the Rama, if you did it at night. Right? The Rama later on. The question is, what if you did it within day 8? Day 6, by day. That's also not allowed. The Rama continues, Malu toches ubayom yatsa. The Rama has that distinction. Many other Nosei Kalim said, no, we pass in Lechumra both ways. Against that second half of the Rama. If you do it on day 6, you also have to do a Tavas Dambris. But again, we're not getting into the Nosei Kalim now, but that is the Shulchan Aruch. Right, that Leil Shmini is not good enough. There is a question in Lamdis that we discussed a number of times, and that is based on a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi. The Gemara in Yevamos tells us on Daf Ayin Aleph that there is a suffix whether a baby boy who is a Kohen is allowed to get smeared with Truma oil before day 8. Say on day 6. Right, that's what the Gemara says. Katan Arel, Mahu Lasuchu B'Shemen Shel Truma. If you have a Katan, Katan is an Arel. Is a Katan? Can you? Arlo Shelo Bizmana Ma'akva Lo Ma'akva. It's before day 8. It's day 6. So you have is he an RL yet? Because it's day 6, so that he has no chiyav of mila yet. So maybe you could smear him with truma oil. So unanswered question, that's a suffix. The Yerushalmi says, what about Leil Shmini? What about the night of the 8th? So that's a shaila. Why, what's the issue? We know the chiyav of, you only could do the mila on day 8. The shaila is, when does the chiyav kick in? Does the chiyav kick in the night before, you just can't do it until the next day? Or is there no chiyav at all, right, until the next day, right? Does the shame arel start even before the actual lemaisa time that you could do bris mila? That is the question of this case, right? We had earlier similar discussion a couple of days ago, I think last week, by mechusar zman. By mechusar zman, there's a special pasuk, right? You have to wait after day 7 and only on day 8. What about the night of the 8th? Is that only a problem? Is that still a problem of Chutz Zman, or is it just a din of Lila of Kala Tarakula and Hilchos Kachem? That's a Shaila, right? So that's the question that the Yerushalmi gives. I mentioned then. I think that might be what the halachic conceptual basis for the idea of a vachnacht, but having tefillah the night before with the child, the night before the bris, which is called Brit Yitzchak, I just learned in the Sephardic circles, and that is the night before. You say Hamalach, you say Shema, what is that? Because maybe the baby needs Shmira now, because now he has a Shem Arel, and he can't do the Mila till the next day. Right, so that's why, maybe that's where that minhag comes from. Okay. Again, a lot more related to that. Again, we had a shiur on it relating to chalos, chefs of shal mitzvahs coming into effect before you could do the actual maisa mitzvah. We had a shiur b'yin on that. I hope within the next day or two to get another shiur b'yin up. I'm just not sure exactly the topic, but when it's up, I'll let you know. Amar Rabbi Abba, ze echad min hadvarim shamar Rabbi Chia ein li aleim tshuva ve'ishiv ablazar kaper Rabbi tshuva. Okay, that's just another phrase of the Brisa, unclear exactly why it's quoted here. There's no comment of the Gemara on the Brisa, but that is the finishing up of the Brisa. Okay, next Mishnah. This Mishnah, we had a very parallel Mishnah in the previous Perek, in the Perek of Oso Vespino, and now we have a parallel to Kisi Adam. The issue being, do you need a real halachic shchita that is matir la'achila for Oso Vespino, and now do you need it for Kisi Adam? So says the Mishnah, Hashoche b'dim says treifa. Hashoche l'avodas kochavim. Vishechten is found out to be a treifa, or Yishechten to avodas zara, or Hashoche chulim b'fnei v'kachem b'chutz. Right, all these cases are shchita she'ena ru'uya. All these cases are shchitas that do not lead to a heter achila, or chayev v'of haniskalim, or chayez or birds that have to be stones. Right, what's the case? So Rashi is one example. Rashi says, Nir Bu'u, Vinigmar Dinan Vishachtan, they had a relationship with an illicit relationship with a person. Either way, in all these cases, Rabbi Meir Machayev, Rabbi Meir says, it doesn't matter. Shchita Sheina Ru'uya is Shma Shchita, Vachachamim Potrim. Vachachamim, who we thought is Shita Reb Shimon, say Pater here, but here he's called the Chachamim. As we'll talk about in the Gemara, they pater. No, Shchita Sheina Ru'uya is Lav Shma Shchita. As long as it was a Maisa Shchita, it is okay. Hashochet is okay according to Rabbi Meir, and the Chacham say it's no good. Hashochet desava v'yado v'anoch v'ma'aker pater milachasos. But if you didn't even do a Maisa Shchita, if you shechted and you messed up, it was nisnavel, became a nevela, or you just killed an animal, there is no Kisi Adam. Kisi Adam is only part of a Maisa Shchita. Right, we're going to talk about this more, but just to mention the Chiddush, not to prove it from here, but it's a little smach to it, and that is, if the point is about the dam, like we spoke about, we spoke about it in the last parak, if the purpose of the mitzvah is all about the dam and covering the dam, ki adam hu hanefesh, so what difference should it make whether you shechted the animal died, or you killed the animal? What difference does it make? Okay, so if you say, so it's one of two answers, either because it's a matir for achila, and if it's a matir for achila, so then Memela, we would say that if you're not going to end up eating it, so then you don't have to worry about the achila. You don't have to worry about the kisui. Number one. Or do we say it's the gemar maisa shchita? There's two ways you can look at it. If you're going to limit it to a good shchita, you can say either it's the gemar shchita or the tchilas, the matir for achila. So if you say that, we'll see, there are a number of rayas that it's looked at as the gemar maisa shchita, so that's why it would be limited to a proper shchita. Number one. The Ritva also notes here that all these cases have a chiddush element that they're teaching us. Though, what are all the chiddush elements? First of all, it says trefa, because the iser achila, the iser migufo. Number one is Isra Achila that comes from within. V'hadr nak and Ashokel Avodah Zarah, the Isurei Hana'a, v'Isurei Ba'alo Shalom Migufo. That's the difference between the first two cases. Number three, V'hadr k'tani chulma b'fnim v'kachem b'chutz, she'Isuro Hana'a, v'hamakum goreim le'Isuro. It's a different type of Isur, because it's the proximity, the makom, which is goreim. And then it says, Ofen chayet an nigmar dinam, di isuran hana'a, vi isuran kal, she'ena lo elamachmas gemar din. It's because there was a gemar din lemisa, and that's where the iser comes from. So again, all of these have a unique element, and that's why they're all quoted in the Mishnah, says the Ritva. Okay, Gemara. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ra Rebbe Dvarav Shel Rebbe Meir Ba'oso Vespino Vishana Balashan Chachamim Ud Rebbe Shimon Bekisi Adam Vishana Balashan Chachamim. Period. What does that mean? Rabbi Yochanan noted that who are the Rabbanon in each of these Mishnayos? Right, the Mishnah here, which talks about Kisi Adam, has Rabbi Shimon called the Rabbanon. Rabbi Shimon is the anonymous name in the Mishnah, meaning that's what Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi does when he wants to give authority and power to a Shita. He calls it the Chachamim. So here, Bakisi Adam, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi seems to like Rabbi Shimon Shita because he calls them the Chachamim. In the previous Mishnah that talks about all these cases of Shechita Sheina Ru'uya, he doesn't do that. Right on, pay Aleph of a base. Shechiv Nitzes Shrefa, Shechlev Adazar, all those cases. Rabbi Shimon Poter, Vachachamim Machayvim. So there, the Meir's opinion, meaning the opinion of Shechita She'ena Re'uya Shma Shechita, that's called the Chachamim. And here, the opinion of Shechita She'ena Re'uya Lav Shma Shechita is called the Chachamim. So, Rabbi Yochanan first notes that it must be that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, like Rabbi Meir in one case, like Rabbi Shimon in the other case, that's why he labeled each of them as the Chachamim. So what's the reason? So my time with Rabbi Meir, Ba'oso Vesbeno, why does Rabbi Meir say Ba'oso Vesbeno that Shechita She'ena Re'uya is Shma Shechita, Rabbi Meir Shita is Shma Shechita? Rabbi Shimon Shita is Lav Shma Shechita. Why does Rabbi Shimon say that? That it is good. Am Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Gamar Shechita Shechita Mishchut Echutz. Gzeira Shava. Ma Hasam Shechita Shein Ru'uya Shma Shechita. Just like by Shechut Echutz, the Torah calls it Shechita. And obviously it's in a Ru'uya, it's Shechut Echutz. Ab Hachanami Shechita Shein Ru'uya Shma Shechita. So too here too. Also by Oso Vesbeno, it's Shma Shechita. And that's why, even if it's in a Ru'uya, you're going to be Chayiv Daraisa for Oso Vesbeno. That's Rabbi Meir. For Rabbi Shimon, my time up. Rabbi Mani Bar Patish, he learns a different limud. Gamar, he learns from Yosef. Mitzvach Tavach V'Hachein, when Yosef tells his servants to prepare the meat for all the Shvatim, Tzvach Tavach Shecht V'Hachein, and have it prepared. Malahal and Shechita Ru'uya, Afgan Shechita Ru'uya, just like there, obviously it was a Shechita Ru'uya for the brothers. So too, here it is a Shechita Re'uya. The brothers had to keep kosher Shechita, V'chulu. Okay, but the Ritva here adds, if you later on, some of you might remember the Rashi, later on, that Tzadik Aleph is a machlokas about this. There is a Shechita that says that, where's the line later on, I'll find it, Tzadik Aleph Amad Aleph, says the Gemara, Ma'i Dechsiv Etzvachtav V'Hachin, Para Lahen Beis HaShechita. He ripped out the Beis HaShechita. Shelo yomru, Basar HaNechira Ani Ochel. Lefisha B'nei Yaakov, Shomri Mitzvahs Hayu. Dava Vichelo Nitna Torah, Mekubolon Hayom Abu Seyhem. That's a great Rashi. Right? Tzadik Aleph and Aleph and Mesechus Chulin. So based on that Gemara, the Ritva here says, one second. If you're going to tell me that Ika de Kashele, Hani Chalamanda Amar Perkeda Nashe, De Paralan Beis HaShechita Amar Lahem, Elamanda Amar, Sevinachor Amar Lahem, Adra Abba Shechita Psulahi. But if he just gives him the animal and says you could do your Nechira, according to that Manda Amar, so how does this, a good limud, says the Ritva, beautifully, Hani Mila Ledidon, Aval Bibine Noach, Nechirasan, Zuhi Shechitasan. That was their Shechita. So Reb Shimon could still learn from there because they did exactly what was appropriate for them and we do exactly what's appropriate for us. It's still a huge chiddush of a limud then because you're comparing halachically defined shechitas, which are not the same act. We've said, what about pushing him off the cliff, the seer on Yom Kippur? That might be called a shechita for Oso Vesbeno. But to say you can learn one from the other, that's a huge chiddush. Malika might be called a shechita. So we've said, we had Malika, we had Dechiya Litzuk, we spoke about Egla Arufa, Arifas Egla, and Nechira, which we discussed back in the first parak here. Those are four cases which are not normal shechitas, but all might be, for their own purposes, be called shechita. Again, Nechira, Malika, Arifa, and Dechiya Litzuk. All of those with regular shechita, but to say that you can learn one from the other, that's a big chiddush. And that's what the Ritva says, that this Manda Amar in the Gemara is going to have to do. Okay, good. Says the Gemara, so Rabbi Meir, second white line, Ligmanami Ligmar Mitzvah, what's wrong? Why doesn't Rabbi Meir say that, have that limud? Done shechita mishchita, done shechita mitzvicha. It's not the same word. So I'd rather have the Gzeir Shava that has the same word. Says the Gemara, Minafkamina. What's the big deal if it doesn't have the same word? We know Gzeir Shavas don't always have to have the same word. Hatana Dever Bishmael, Vishav HaKohen Uba HaKohen, the Kohen back and forth in terms of the house of Bais HaMenuga. Zui Shiva, Zui Bia. There we compare two words that are different. Going in and going out, Shiva and Bia. So you see Gzeir Shavas don't have to be exactly the same word. So the Gemara says, no, Hani Mili, Hechad Leka Dedamilai. If you don't have another option that is the same word, then okay, you could be flexible and have different words. Aval Ika Dedamilai, Mi Dedamilai Yalfinan. But if you have the same word, you'd rather learn from the same word. So Rabbi Meir would rather here learn Shechita Shechita than Shechita from Tevicha. That's why Rabbi Meir does not like Rabbi Shimon's Makar. Rabbi Shimon, nami ligma mishchut echutz. What about Rabbi Shimon? Why doesn't he like the makar from shchut echutz? Donin chulin michulin vein donin chulin mikachim. He'd rather stay in the world of chulin. Right, that's what he learns. Kisi hadam from Yosef. Right, that's chulin, and not from shchutei chutz. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Meir ato Osef es Benov, kachim milo nahig. What do you mean, Rabbi Meir? But Osef es Benov applies to both. Osef es Benov applies to kachim too. Rabbi Milo nahig. So the Rabbi Shimon has a limit. Rabbi Meir milo nahig. So hainu to come, Rabbi Chia. That's exactly what we started off with. Raw Rabbi Devarav Shar Rabbi Meir Osef es Benov v'shana b'lasha chacham, and that's why Rabbi Chia liked Rabbi Meir's opinion by Osef es Benov, because his limuds worked out. He has an answer to Rabbi Shimon's claim, because it's not a problem of chulin from kachim, because Osef es Benov is also by kachim, so you can say it's kachim from kachim, and therefore he likes that limud. That's why Rabbi Meir is written as the shita of the chachamim in the previous parak. Okay, part one. Next. What about the reasons in our Mishnah? My time, Rabbi Meir, b'kisi adam. So what about here? Why does Rabbi Meir say b'kisi adam? Shchita sheneru yishma shchita, amr shemen lakish gamar, shvicha shvicha mishchut echutz. He learned a different word, v'shafach, but from shchut echutz. Ma lahalon shchita sheneru yishma shchita, afkan shchita sheneru yishma shchita. Right, same melamed in nilmad, and different words. He's focused on shvicha. Rabbi Shimon, asher ye achel ksif. It says Asher Yeachel by Kisi Adam, which means it has to be able to be eaten. Rabbi Meir, what does Rabbi Meir use that phrase for? Hahu lemute oftami huta asa. He used that to exclude a non-kosher bird. Non-kosher bird has no chiyuv of Kisi Adam. Rabbi Shimon, oftami my time out, labar achiluhu, trefanami labar achiluhu. Rabbi Shimon's like, what do you need a separate limit for? A non-kosher bird is also a shechita sheina ru'uya. Don't need a separate limud for that. That's why Rabbi Chia says about here, Rabbi Shimon is the winner. Ra Rabbi, devar shal Rabbi Shimon b'kisi adam v'shana b'lashon chachamim. Right, so that's why he puts anonymously as the chachamim different shitas, both by kisi adam and by oso v'es b'no. Tosfos here asks, another Rishonim asks, there's another Gzeira Shavah that you could have had from Dalet Vehei, but the Ramban says Beferish, that if you can never ask, why doesn't he say this Gzeira Shavah? Because in the dumb Gzeira Shavah Me'atzmo, and if he doesn't have that Mizor from his Rebbe, he doesn't darshan that Gzeira Shavah. Therefore, the Ramban answers Tosfos Kasha, he never can ask these Kashas of, why doesn't he darshan a different Gzeira Shavah? Right, he didn't have that Mizor. Okay, Amar Rabbi Abba, Lola Kol Amar Rabbi Meir, Shchita Sheni Ruya Yishma Shchita. Rabbi Meir, though he holds Shchita Sheni Ruya is a good Shchita, he doesn't say it 100%. There's at least in one or two elements, it is not a good Shchita. For example, what? Moder Rabbi Meir, Shein Matirasa Ba'achila. Rabbi Meir admits that Shchita Sheni Ruya doesn't allow you to eat it. Sounds pretty pashut. I was going to ask that. Of course, Rabbi Meir says Shchita Sheni Ruya halachically is from Shchita. But of course, not. What if it's a Shchita Avodah Zarah, Shchita, all these, of course, it's also to eat. So we'll have to see what the Chiddush is. But Rabbi Meir agrees that it's not going to matter you to eat it. Velola, same thing with Rabbi Shimon. Velola kol am Rabbi Shimon Shchita Sheni Ruya lo shma Shchita. And also, Rabbi Shimon doesn't say the Shchita is totally knocked out and wiped out. It does accomplish something. Moder Rabbi Shimon Shemitarasa Medei Nevela. Rabbi Shimon agrees that a Maisa Shchita prevents Tumas Nevela at least. Fine. So let's talk about each of these. Amar Mar, Lola Kol Amar Rabbi Meir, Shchita Sheina Reuya Shma Shchita. Right? Rabbi Meir Shein Matirasa Bachila. Rabbi Meir agrees that it's not going to be much about to eat, even though it's Shma Shchita. What's the Shchita? Treifa B'Shchita Mi Mishtaria? What's the Chiddush? Of course, if it's a Shchita Sheina Reuya, by definition, that means it's not mutter to eat. That's what makes it Eina Reuya. So what's the Chiddush? Of course, Rabbi Meir says you're not allowed to eat it. So lo tzricha, the chiddush is in this case. L'shochet es ha-treifa u'matza ba-ben teschai. If you shech the treifa, but you have a ben pakua inside. As we discussed a lot in the previous parak. Sal gadai techamina, I might have thought, hol to Amar Rabbi Meir shchita sheina ru'uya shma shchita. Since Rabbi Meir holds it shma shchita, find the mother is not allowed to be eaten, but teheni le shchita's imo v'lo liboy shchita. But at least the mother shchita should help for the kid. Fine for the mother, it's not going to help, but maybe it should even help for the kid. Kamash Malan, it does not. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Meir, that the shchita of the mother does not help for the ben pakua. We discussed at length in the previous two parakim ago, in the fourth parak about ben pakua, what's the svara for this? Why should you say that, right? Why shouldn't you say that the shchita of the mother, so the mother is has a problem of a treifa. So still, it was a meiser shechita done, so why shouldn't it be okay for the mother? So we discussed then, the Briska Rav says, this is one of the big, strong rayas for Reb Chaim, that treifa does not an external problem of, there was a shechita, and you have an extra problem. No, treifa means, legabi achila, this was not a shechita. That's what you have to say. It's internal. Lagabi, the heter achila, this was not a shechita. It's not that it was a full shechita and there's another reason why you're not allowed to eat it. No! You're not allowed to eat it because this wasn't shechted. That's what you have to say. And that's the svar why it doesn't work for the bepakua. Because the mother wasn't shechted. It's not that the mother was shechted, but it has a problem. It wasn't shechted fully. And if it wasn't shechted fully, so that's why it doesn't work for the doesn't work for the daughter. Right, a little different svara, which I did not mention then, but I saw it yesterday, so I'll mention it now, and that is, the Chazon Yechezkel also discusses this, a little different from the Rav Chesed Abramsky, from the Griz. The Chazon Yechezkel says, tell you where it is, here in, actually, I'm quoting it here, with the Briska Rav quoted, I thought it was in the Chazon Yechezkel and the Tosefta, but the Griz quotes him, a little bit different, but the Griz then says it in his own formulation, Shatam sheshchita sa'ei matira sa'ubar ba'achila, mishum shedarshu kol bebehema tochelu upirish, heter zehu shavla niter l'achila, rak mikoach heter achila sheba'im. The heter achila of the baby is a function of the heter achila of the mother. But if the mother doesn't have a heter achila, so then the baby doesn't get a heter achila. I mean, it doesn't have to do with the maisa shechita. It has to do with the heter achila. And the whole idea of ben pakua, says the Chazon Yechezkel, is the heter achila of the mother. These two formulations might connect to what we discussed then. Is it considered a maisa shechita that works for the baby, or the baby doesn't need a maisa shechita? These two formulations of the Griz and the Chazon Yechezkel can line up and fit into those two understandings. Okay, says the Gemara, back to the Gemara. V'tizbara. What did we just say? Oh, the chiddush of Rabbi Meir is that we don't say that the shechita of the mother treif is going to work for the baby. So, think about 1 second. We're talking about Rabbi Meir here. Rabbi Meir rejects the whole idea of ben pekua, remember? V'tizbra. But Rabbi Meir ben pekua ta'an shechita. Rabbi Meir is the shechita that says a ben pekua always needs shechita. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha, de Rebbe sabala k'Rabbi Meir v'sabala k'Rabbanan. You're right, we're not talking about Rabbi Meir himself. We're talking about Rebbe, who holds like Rabbi Meir part of the way. Savalak Rabbi Meir da Amar Shchita Shein Ruya Shma Shchita. He holds like Rabbi Meir that says Shchita Shein Ruya is a good Shchita. Halachically, for Savalak Rabbanan, da Mishchita Sima Matarso. But he rejects Rabbi Meir in the Ben Pakua world. He says that usually the Shchita of the mother is going to be Matarit. So Kiva da Amar Rabbanan Shchita Sima Matarso Tani Le Shchita Sima Vloli Bay Shchita. Repeating the Havamina. So you might have thought that the Shchita could help the baby come Ashmalan. Period. So that is all part one. That is, well, what's the chiddush of that line of Rabbi Meir doesn't go all the way. There is a case that he agrees it doesn't accomplish. I mean, it doesn't accomplish achila in the case of Ben Pakua. Fine. Second half. V'lo l'kol am Rabbi Shimon, shechita she'en eruya lo shma shechita. The second half, Rabbi Shimon says there is something the shechita accomplishes. What's that? Modi Rabbi Shimon, shemata rasa medin nevela. Rabbi Shimon agrees that it does not have tumas nevela, says the Gemara Pshita. Isn't that obvious? Damar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, v'yamar lo b'mastisa tana, v'chiyamus mena behema. If from an animal dies, mixas behema matama, u mixas behema in matama. Some animals make yitami, some don't. Ve'ezazu, zu trefa sheshachta. So it's a pavirish brisa. If you shachta trefa, there's no tomas nevela. So what's the chiddush that, all of a sudden, we have this statement by Rabbi Abba that Rabbi Shim is going to agree there's no tomas nevela. We have a brisa that says there's no tomas nevela. We don't need Rabbi Abba to tell me that. So again, there must be a specific case that he's talking about. So lo tzricha l'shochet es ha-treifa v'hichulin ba'zara. The case is where there's a treifa, you're shechting chulin treifa in the base of Mikdash. So let's talk about it. The Tanya ha-shochet es ha-treifa v'chein shochet v'nimseis treifa. Whether you knew about it beforehand or not, zev is a chulin ba'zara. You have an animal that you shechted ba'zara. So Rabbi Shimon matir ba'hana'ah. Rabbi Shimon says, there's no problem with that. Why? Because the shechita she'ne ruya lashma shechita. It's as if you didn't do a shechita in the azara, and therefore it's not going to answer it b'hana. It's a shechita she'ne ruya lashma shechita. V'chacham Moser, l'cham say, no! You still did chulin ba'azara. So that case of Rabbi Shimon who says, if you take a chulin animal, which happens to be a treifa, and you shecht it in the base of Migdash, it's not asr b'hana'a. So maybe I should go all the way, says the Gemara. Sa'akadai dechamina. However, Amar Rabbi Shimon mutar b'hana'a. Amalav shechita hi klal. In that case, we see it's not a shechita at all. So ema midei nevela nami lo matara. So maybe you shouldn't even be mitara midei nevela. It shouldn't be. Look, you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't say it's not a violation of chulin bazara, and yet it's a ma'aser shechita to get out of nevela. Wouldn't that be a tarti desasri? Kamash malan, you're allowed to say that. Kamash malan, the physical act of shechita gets you out of nevela. All the other halachas don't. But Rav Shimon agrees in that case. Period. 2 more minutes. There's still a lot to talk about. We'll see how much we can fit in. Amalei Rav Papa Labaya. The Savar Rav Shimon Chulin Bazar Daraisahi. Does Rav Shimon even... We're saying, this case Rav Shimon would say it's okay. It's Mutar Bana. But generally, Rav Shimon says that Chulin Bazar is Daraisa. It's a machlokas. So the Isser Hana'a of Chulin Bazar is a machlokas Hana, whether that's Daraisa or Darabanan. So, is that Daraisa? Rav Shimon holds Daraisa. The Gemara says, yeah, Amalei in, yes. Fatnan, after all, he says, Varshimin Omer, Chulin Shinishkutu Bazara, Yisarfe Baish. Chulin Bazara has to be burned. So you see, it has to be burned. That sounds like it's Daraisa. Vechain Chaya Shinishkutu Bazara. And even a Chaya shechted in the Azara has to be burned. Really? So the Gemara says, E Amrit Bishlama Daraisa, if you say the main din of Chulin Bazara is Daraisa, you have to burn it, Hainu the Gazrinin, Chaya to Behema. That's why we would extend it to Chaya, because Behema is Daraisa, so Chaya is Xera to Behema. Eli Amrit Darabanan, but if you say Behema, I'm sorry, if you say Darabanan, if you say the whole concept of Asr Isr Hana by Chulin Bazar is only Darabanan, so Behema my Taima, so why do we Asr a Behema? If you shechted a behemah's chulin in the azara, why do we say you're not going to get benefit from it? Derabanan, dilma asi lemechal kachim bachutz. Because if you see an animal, a shechted animal coming out of the base of Migdash, you might think, hey, I didn't know you could eat karbanas outside. So that's why it's a gzera. He gufa gzera, ba'anan v'nekam v'nigzer gzera l'gzera. We'd make a gzera l'gzera? We would never do that by chaya. So it must be that the basic din is daraisa. That's how he proved that according to Reb Shimon, chulin ba'azara is aser de'oraisa. Period. What's the source for ein gozrin gzera l'gzera? So it sounds like from our Gemara to Svara. So, we're going to do it? We can't do that. But Rashi in Beitza quotes us of Amakar. Rashi says, asu mishmeres l'mishmarti. Rashi says there in Beiz Mebeiz, Ushmarta mismishmarti, asu mishmeres, klomer gzera limishmarti, litorosai, velo mishmeres limishmeres, shalayasu gzera lagzera. Rashi says it's excluded. And as we've explained in the past, it could be that this is beyond the authority of what the Rabbanan, not that they wouldn't, but that they couldn't. They can only make guards for the Torah. They can't make guards for their guards. They don't have the authority to do that. There's a big discussion in the Rambam, what's the sheet of the Rambam by Chulin Bazar. And with this we'll finish, and we'll continue with the next story tomorrow. The Rambam says, if you read the Rambam, it doesn't get better. I mean, it's beautiful, but it's just very unclear in the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Evlo behema v'chay bovad el akol achulin aser lachnisan lazara afilu b'spasar shchuta o peiros v'pas." Sever machlokas. Are you not allowed to bring tables in, right? A non-carbon issues. And the Rambam gives examples here of meat and fruit and bread. So are those specific bikurim minchas? Without not for now. Big Mishnah Melech here. But the Rambam says if you bring the items in, im avar v'hechnisan mutarin ba'achila kishahayu, they're still mutter to eat, even if you brought them in. V'dvarim elu kulan divrei kabbalah hein. It's divrei kabbalah, which usually means da'oraisa without, sometimes means da'oraisa, sometimes means da'rabanan. V'kolach shochet chulin bazara o ha'ochel k'zayis v'bsar chulin z'eshkutu bazara, makanus o makas mardus. If somebody brings it in, or shechs, makas mardus. Does that mean it's da'rabanan? Says the Kesef Mishnah right here. La'olam eim alecha chulin z'eshkutu bazara mitzvah da'oraisa. And that's what divrei kabbalah means. Nemru misinai. Ay, makas mardus. Mipnei shelo nomar behen lav. There's no beferish lav, so you're going to get makas mardus. Kesef Mishnah says, da'oraisa with makas drabanan. Magen Mishnah, lav da'oraisa, elami drabanan, v'kroyas machto bi'almaninhu. Machlokas Magen Mishnah, Kesef Mishnah, what they think the Rambam Shita is about chulin ba'azara. Okay, so that's Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, Hilcha Shechita. We'll have to continue tomorrow with an important Yam Shel Shlomo, which Be'ez Hashem we will start with. If I do a Maisa Shechita and I have Kavana, that I don't want this to be a good Shechita. Does that make a difference? But I do a perfect shechita. So we'll see that from the Yom Shel Shlomo. Okay, those are also the mitzvah shir. Those are listeners. We finished Parsha Shmini yesterday. Seam of Source. So today we start with mitzvah 166. Feel free to join us. Parsha's Tazriah.